Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
It's always the same, it seems, especially in the modern era. Every time we get to a little bit of hope that there will be stability and peace in the Middle East, something comes along in order to derail the whole thing. And what we've seen happening over the last several days, folks, is just terrible. Hamas terrorists coming across the border in Israel and massacring the Jewish people, also killing Americans and other nationalities as well. And all of this may have been triggered, of course, by the idea that Saudi Arabia was looking to normalize relations with Israel. But of course, now that is going by the by, and they are going to engage with Iran, as we see. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is a special Monday edition of the program this morning, and we're broadcasting, of course, from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California. We're broadcasting out to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, and we're up on the satellite with the GCN network. Good morning to everybody at GCN. And if you're streaming the show this morning, we want to welcome you as well. Now, if you're working across the overnights in America, whatever you're doing, we want to welcome you to the program. We're glad that you found us, and we are going to hit the ground running this morning. That's for sure. Now, you heard me use the phrase special edition. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, we're doing some logistical changes behind the scenes of the program. Now, unfortunately, for at least this Monday edition and perhaps the Tuesday and Wednesday edition, we're trying to get this done a little ahead of schedule if possible. We won't be able to take your telephone calls just yet, again, because we're changing some things around behind the scenes. But if you'd like to go to my home website, my podcast website, KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com, you can leave me a message. You can send me a direct message. We have a link right there on the homepage. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you can give us your thoughts or your comments and so forth, and we'll do our best to comment on them on the next broadcast. You're listening to a pre-recorded special edition this morning, again, because of some of these things we're getting situated behind the scenes. But as we go through the middle of this week, we're going to have everything in place, and I'm very, very excited about it because it means a lot of great new opportunities for the program. It means a lot of great stuff as we move forward. So thank you for your understanding here. And, of course, I guess in the construction business, they might say, pardon our dust. But when the dust settles, it's going to be great. So, again, thank you for being there. And we had some encore presentations late last week. But we want to stay up to date with you, and we're glad that you're there. And, by the way, of course, we're going to have some great songs this morning. You know, we had a request last week, and I'm going to honor that request later on in the program this morning as we get into the fourth segment of the hour here, hour number one. So as I mentioned in the intro, Saudi Arabia is now going to engage with Iran. This from Reuters, Dateline Riyadh. Saudi Arabia is putting U.S.-backed plans to normalize ties with Israel on ice, two sources familiar with Riyadh's thinking said, signaling a rapid rethinking of its foreign policy priorities as war escalates between Israel and Palestinian group Hamas, a terrorist group Hamas, I might add. The conflict has also pushed the kingdom to engage with Iran. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman took his first phone call from Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi as Riyadh tries to prevent a broader surge in violence across the region. Well, if that is really true, then obviously that would be good. But the normalization with Israel, I think, still should be taking some kind of priority here. Obviously, Hamas and Iran, by the way, it was Iran that led Hamas to do this. They pretty much, you've heard them described, and I think it's exactly accurate, right? They're a wholly owned subsidiary of Iran. And this wouldn't have happened without Iran's help, its planning, and its blessing. So if Saudi Arabia is going to engage with them, well, then it better be in order to help stop this. And because I'll tell you one thing, I think Israel is going to go, absolutely 100% to destroy Hamas. Now, in the coming days and weeks and probably months, you're going to hear a lot more criticism of Israel for going after Hamas in just such a manner as that. But I don't think that Israel and the Israeli people are going to ever be complacent again to believe that Hamas is just across the border. They could come back and try to do something again. This was a well-coordinated attack. Massacre, of course, is really what it was. But it was well-coordinated in how they were able to enter the country across the border, what they planned to do, how they executed it, and so on and so forth. So I don't think the Israeli people will ever be complacent and say, well, if we can go back to the way it was here and just, cease all fighting, then that would be acceptable. I think they're going to want to destroy Hamas altogether. So we're going to be talking about that here on the special edition, Monday edition of the program this morning. We're also going to be talking about what's happening and what may happen with the speakership, right, in the House of Representatives. We still don't have a speaker. Scalise has dropped out. And really, right now, Jordan doesn't have the kind of support yet, at least the votes yet, in order to be able to handily win the vote to become Speaker. So everything still remains up in the air, and that's not a great place to be. We can't afford to be in limbo at this point, folks. We absolutely have to have some kind of stability, and also, of course, as we go through the program this morning, we'll be talking about the American that have been killed in the Hamas massacre and what our country is or isn't doing about it. Stay right there because we have so much more to tell you when we return. Kyle Warren with you. We'll be right back.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
And welcome back, of course, as we race across your radio dial this morning, all across America in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And if you're driving this morning, if you are in a big rig or if you're working at your job, whatever it is that you're doing, making deliveries, if you're out there protecting us as part of law enforcement, or if you're helping us and going out to save us when we need your help, and part of the fire service or part of the first responders, EMTs and so forth, we're glad that you're listening to us, and we're glad to be with you this morning. Once again, this is a special Monday edition. We're not taking your phone calls this morning. Again, we're putting some things together behind the scenes as we move the program forward, and we hope to have that back online, that availability here in the next day or so, a couple of days or so. And then also, by the way, you can go to my home website, which is KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my podcast home, and we've got a link right there that says send a direct message to Kyle. You're welcome to do that, and we will be able to see your comments and talk about them, comment on them in a future broadcast. But we hope to also be live again early this week. So you're listening to a special edition pre-recorded segment only because, again, of those logistical things we're working out behind the scenes. And we've got some great things happening with this program, everybody. And we're glad, very glad, that you're coming along with us for that. All right. We're going to talk more about Hamas here in just a minute, but I want to go over to the White House press briefing room. I want you to hear some of these things that are being asked of Kirby, National Security Spokesman John Kirby, about these Americans. Up at that point, I believe it was 27 Americans killed. I believe it's actually more than that at this point, most unfortunately. But let's listen in to see what these questions are, because, folks, Americans have been killed. Americans have been massacred as part of this operation by Hamas in Israel. And so the question is, I think the legitimate question is, what is this American president going to do about it? What can he do about it at this point? Let's listen in.
Sending U.S. troops. So you said there's no intention and no plan to do so, but has it been ruled out? Is that still an option pending?
There is no intention, no plan, and frankly, no desire by the Israelis for U.S. combat troops to be involved in this conflict.
James.
Okay. Thank you very much, Karine, and thank you, Admiral. Two questions on the Mideast crisis. 27 Americans killed is a very large number. That is larger than the number of Americans who were killed by terrorists during our withdrawal from Afghanistan, larger than the number of Americans killed at the USS Cole, larger than the number of Americans killed at Benghazi or beheaded by ISIS. And I believe it's accurate to say that after all of those events, direct U.S. military action was ordered by the commander-in-chief. 27 Americans killed. Why is it the posture of the Biden administration to just let Israel handle this job, in essence, instead of U.S. forces going in and getting the guys that killed our people?
Okay, stop right there. First of all, I can't believe you got the whole question out, because obviously that might have been one of those questions where you'd start hearing, well, okay, well, hold on, wait a minute. Let me sort of break in there. I see where you're going with this. I'm glad that that was James Rosen, by the way, from Newsmax, I believe. I'm glad he was able to get that whole question out, because what he was talking about is so very serious, right? And so because Iran is involved in this, it doesn't really become, for lack of a better expression, a garden variety terrorist organization, right? This is being directed, again, the wholly owned subsidiary of Iran. And the actions that were taken, while being completely despicable and completely out of the ordinary and so forth, because Iran is involved in this, it really does up the ante. What ups the ante even more is that this administration and the previous Democrat administration under Obama, they've all wanted to engage with Iran. They wanted to get the John Kerry and the Iran nuclear deal and all that stuff. And here came President Trump, and I think to his credit, got us out of the Iran nuclear deal, because it's obvious. You cannot trust Tehran. You cannot trust Tehran to do anything other than create chaos. Now, of course, help terrorist groups bent on the absolute destruction of Israel, not the size reduction of Israel, but the absolute destruction of Israel, the eradication of Jewish people. Where have we heard that before in history? And when we studied it in school, and when we learned about it as kids, and we saw how horrible this was, we understood what the Nazis were, we understood what they were trying to accomplish, Hitler and his final solution, or whatever it was, the idea of and of the concentration camps. I mean, I could go on and on. It's the horrible events of history that we witnessed just in the last century, the mid part of the last century, was, you thought this would be it. This was finally, we're dealing with anti-Semitism, we're dealing with the hatred of the Jews, we're dealing with all this, and the world's going to be better. Well, and then we come along, and in so many ways the world is better, right? People thinking is changing and has changed in so many ways. But then you see this kind of thing, and then you have Americans killed, and it's Iran that's essentially behind it. Great question from James Rosen. I didn't mean to go on so long after his question. I want you to hear the response. But let's listen in to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
James, we will do, as Jake said, everything we can to get those American hostages home with their families. We recognize that they are not the only people being held hostage. Other nationalities are included in that group. We don't have enough information right now to make a policy decision about how to do it. So I can appreciate the sense of urgency in your question. Believe me, we share it. But we aren't going to act one way or another until we have enough information to act upon.
And then on the hostages issue, You have suggested that it's a very small number of hostages, American hostages, being held in Gaza, less than a handful. And I assume that that assessment is still operative. Has there been any discussion amongst President Biden and his aides about how to avoid the fate of Jimmy Carter in this situation, where we actually saw the President of the United States and his administration become, in effect, hostages themselves to a foreign terrorist organization?
With all the respect that President Biden has for President Carter, I can assure you that he is not focusing on history here, even domestic history. He's focusing on what's going on now.
Okay, stop right there. Sure. Okay, what kind of answer is that, first of all? First off, also, there's some audio thing that went on in there. We don't know what that was, but somehow people started sort of laughing a little bit. I think somebody's audio device went off or something in there. You've got the first, you know, going back to Kirby's initial response to the question about military, we don't know what the situation is exactly, but I think what at the heart of this question was not when is the response coming and where are they going to hit and where is the orders going to be. I think the heart of that question, my friends, is why isn't this president out there saying, look, We find out that you're behind this. We have good reason to believe it, but we find out that you're behind this, Iran. We have, at this point, 27 and maybe more Americans dead because of the operation you approved for Hamas to go across the border and do in Israel, and we're not going to stand for that. You think that you're going to get into some sweetheart Iranian nuclear deal? You think that something? You think you're going to be able to run and hide from the United States of America? At the very least, we need to hear these kinds of things, and we need to have some expectation that American lives are going to be protected, that when Americans are killed, that there's going to be big response, big consequences. And to some degree, I can appreciate Kirby in his position. What else can he say at this point? But we need to hear also from the president. We need to hear from the president on this, and we need to hear that that there's just no quarter when you kill Americans. I would think that would be a no-brainer. Now, on the hostage aspect of this, 1979. Do you remember why Nightline was started? ABC's Nightline? It was started because they would count the days the hostages were there in Tehran, and it was a way to have a wrap-up, and it wasn't part of the local news or the first 15 minutes of the national news every night. So they made a special show called Nightline to count the days that the hostages were there. And we're headed for that same kind of thing. I think this is what's inherent in that question. That cannot be allowed to happen. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We'll be right back right after this. Stay right there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Reports say at least 10 people are dead after a mass shooting in Maine. Police say dozens more are injured, and they're searching for the shooter in the city of Lewiston. Police have released an image of a man with what appears to be an assault rifle. Speaking from the White House Wednesday, President Biden has issued a stern caution to Iran regarding potential assaults on U.S. military installations in the Middle East.
We have had troops in the region since 9/11. To go after ISIS and prevent reemergence in the region.
He conveyed to Iran's supreme leader that the U.S. would take action in response to any further attacks perpetrated by Iran against American soldiers. The newly elected Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, expressed his intent to immediately get to work.
The challenge before us is great, but the time for action is now.
I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Well, now we know the location or the store that actually sold the recent $1.76 billion Powerball ticket that was purchased in California. It was purchased in a place called Fraser Park. It's in Kern County. It's north of Los Angeles. And the payout before taxes will be $774.1 million. The store itself gets $1 million, but $1.76 billion, well, that's what? About $5 billion less than Iran got, or may get, hopefully won't get at this point, of the $6 billion that was released to them recently. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we continue our trek across the overnight hours in America, and we have so much more to tell you about. And don't forget, we're rearranging some things behind the scenes this week, early this week, so we're not able to take your telephone calls this morning. But if you go to my own homepage, KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com, you can send me a direct message, and we'll talk about it on the next program. And as we go live this week, we'll be able to get your direct messages as well. So we're working on a lot of great stuff behind the scenes, and we think you'll be very happy. And thanks for being there. Thanks for sticking with us, because I got to tell you, this is the best job, in the world. Well, let's listen in here real briefly to the former Israeli ambassador, and he was talking with Fox News' Brett Baer, I believe. But he gives a definition and a perspective on Hamas that I think we need to continue to hear. And because obviously the things that we're dealing with these days are things that are literally going to tear not just our society but our world apart. And so let's listen into this former Israeli ambassador talking about Hamas.
But everyone knows that Hamas is a terrorist organization. Everyone knows it's an extremist organization. Everyone knows it's a violent organization that's capable of the sort of brutality we saw on October 7th. But people maybe are unaware that it's also an avowedly anti-Semitic organization. You read the Hamas Charter, and there is obscene material there about Jews that mirror what was written once in Europe in the first part of the 20th century about Jews. The same sort of terrible anti-Semitic stereotypes about Jews and the protocols of the Elders of Zion and conspiracies and evil Jews and so forth and so on. There's material there about the Jews causing world wars. There's material there about Jews corrupting the morals of good Muslim women. It goes on and on, this diatribe of anti-Semitism, blatant anti-Semitism. And that we have to understand about Hamas. This is not about what sort of settlement there should be between the Israelis and the Arabs. This is not about how peace should look in the future. Hamas hates Jews. They hate the Jewish state. They kill Jews. They want to destroy the Jewish state. They will not succeed. They started this fight. They initiated this war, and we will finish it on our terms.
Very strong words. Very powerful words, no doubt about it. And, you know, it's as if, you know, just what, about a week or so ago, you know, we're talking about inflation. We're talking about the presidential debate. We're talking about the poll numbers. And we'll continue to talk about those things. But in the space of just a very short period of time, just a few days, all of this is just erupting. And what really really breaks my heart and really does get to me is to see this kind of anti-Semitism becoming much more pronounced. This goes against all the things that we stand for in this country in order to you know, love your neighbor as yourself, in order to try to live peaceably as much as it is possible with all people. But if we have to fight because we're attacked, well, then we do so. In this case, Israel has been attacked, and they are going to fight because they have to. They have no choice. This is about literally, it's literally about survival at this point, given what Hamas wants to do. Can they accomplish that with these kinds of attacks? Or because they have state sponsors like Iran, especially Iran, and then you get into the realm of weapons of mass destruction, radioactive material, the sky is the limit. And when you go back and you look at, for example, mutually assured destruction, go back to the days of Robert McNamara with John Kennedy and then under Lyndon Johnson, and moving forward, the idea of MAD, mutually assured destruction. Well, it was encapsulated, right, even by a song by Sting back in the 80s, right? Russians, right? And if the Russians love their children too. And, you know, at that time, I think a lot of people heard that and thought, well, it sounds pretty Pollyannish and so forth. But what he was getting at, I think, as an artist, was, and what he was representing, I should say, is this notion that at the very least you had two sides that really didn't want to be destroyed. Right? I think as much as the Soviets were bent, and at that time, and to some degree, I think still there's a feeling of the pro-Putin, you know, sort of ilk that, hey, we're going to put it all back together and we're still going to be able to dominate, you know. And of course, China comes along and says, wait a minute, we want to dominate. And, you know, it goes on from there. That's another discussion. But when it comes to the notion that, well, wait a second, we're not going to have a nuclear war. We're not going to do a first strike. Because why? Because we don't want you to finish us off after we hit you with a first strike. And I think I mentioned this before. It goes like that movie War Games, right? The whole idea of finally the winning moves not to play. Well, when it comes to two societies that say, well, we really don't want to be destroyed. We really don't want to become ashes. Well, then you have something, there's a foundation to build on there. But I think when you get certain groups like Hamas and the terrorist ilk and the Iranian mullahs and so forth, I think that they may have a propensity to say, you know, we don't care if we get destroyed. You know why? Because we are going to accomplish this mission. We are going to attack the great Satan. We are going to attack the little Satan. And when we do this, we're going to get all kinds of brownie points like you wouldn't believe. And I mean, I'm sort of oversimplifying it, and I'm not trying to be funny, but I do think that there is a major difference nowadays with the specter of nuclear weapons and their use by rogue countries or rogue organizations backed by these state sponsors of terror that actually makes this eventuality much more possible. And that's, I think, a very, very, very scary thing to talk about and a very scary thing to contemplate. And that's why when you have this Iranian nuclear deal as it was originally structured, where, by the way, oh, hey, we're going to come in and inspect in your area here, but we're going to give you, what, 20-something days in order to come in and inspect. So what do you get to do? You get to clean up all your stuff, and you get to, you know, you get to sort of, you know, take around the inspectors and say, well, this is where, you know, we're really want to make toast. I mean, everybody, we all love toast, and we just want to make electricity to power our toaster. As you can see, the Americans don't like toast, and they don't want us to have toast. And again, I'm not trying to be funny per se. I'm trying to demonstrate the absurdity of it all, because that's what it is. It simply becomes absurd to believe that the Tehran, as it's presently constituted, simply wants to have some kind of nuclear power or some such thing like that. The idea of containing Iran, which was poo-pooed by so many, even back during the Trump administration, and not just Trump, but I think other American presidents as well, everybody, and even Saudi Arabia knows that once Iran gets loose, basically, even conventionally, as we just saw in Israel through their proxies, right? Once they get loose, the sky's the limit to them as well. They want to spread their hegemony. They're not interested in having and being a world community member, you know, these kinds of things that you hear about. It's just not in the offing for them. So right now, we have to show strength, and we have to, I think, be willing to do just about anything. Nobody wants to see a war or the United States get involved in a war, but there are perhaps other ways as well of tamping this down. And one of those ways, if they haven't done it already, is to actually freeze that $6 billion again and make sure that it never gets released while the Iranian mullahs are in power in Tehran. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. A lot more on the other side. Be right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the special edition, this Monday edition of the program. And again, if you'd like to send me a direct message, you can do so by going to my home website, my podcast website of kylewarrenshow.com. There you have the link to send Kyle a direct message. You can send me a message. We'll talk about it on the next program. And of course, if you're just tuning in, we're doing some logistical changes behind the scenes of the program. So we're not able to take your calls this morning. But we're getting that squared away in short order. And but in the time being, you can go to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send me a message. And I'd be delighted to hear from you. Speaking of being delighted to hear from somebody, last week we heard from Linda in Pinellas County. She had a great suggestion, a request for a song to play as we come up here on our first Trucker Highway and Byway report of the morning. And she requested Eddie Rabbit all the way back from 1980, literally one of my favorites, Driving My Life Away. Thank you, Linda. Here you go.
Well, the midnight headlights find you on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slow me down, make no time. I gotta keep rolling. I close the windshield wipers, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. I gotta keep rolling. Ooh, I'm driving my life away, looking for a better way.
Oh, yeah, Eddie Rabbit. You know, this really brings back memories. I always loved this song, by the way. I always thought this was just a great song listening to, literally driving down the highway, when you kind of feel sometimes you're driving your life away. But it had its own, it existed in a particular space at that time. It was very popular. And then, of course, Eddie Rabbit came out with another song called I Love a Rainy Night, which was also a big hit. But Driving My Life Away just became iconic almost in its own right. And it's just a great sort of country record at that time. And it still sounds good today. So I'm glad, very, very happy that Linda, thank you for requesting that. And by the way, if you have a song that you'd like to hear when we do the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, please do give me a call or go over to KyleWarrenShow.com and use the direct message line there for that. But that's how you can contact us here as we go through this week and get our telephone issue situated. We're going to also, I believe, have a new telephone number for the program as well. But all that's in the offing, and we're going to keep you up to date on that. It's very exciting, by the way. And once again, I want to thank everybody for so many of the great comments that we've received for a lot of the support. We really appreciate it. We're here for the long haul, to put it in the trucker vernacular. And we're glad that you're along with us as well. It really does mean the world. Okay, let's take a quick look here. Now, again, we're pre-recorded for the Monday edition. So some of the weather, obviously, we want to take a look at it in the sort of the big picture here. You know, as we go through the weekend, we still got a lot of rain, Seattle and Portland. But coming out of the weekend, hopefully that's going to change a little bit. If you're in Seattle right now, you're looking at maybe partly sunny skies on Sunday, and then looks like rain on Monday, hopefully clearing out by Tuesday, where you might have a high of 61. Then by Wednesday, looks like you're going to have a little bit more sun. And get this, a high of 66 coming your way in Seattle, Washington. And I've been to Seattle, and I was there a long time ago, definitely... It does rain a lot, and my brother actually went to school in the Seattle area, so I got to visit there as well. So that was a while back, but definitely you've got some rain in the offing here. Looks like it's going to be there for a little bit. Then Portland, our friends in Portland, which I've also been, by the way, I've also been to Portland, Oregon, Portland, Oregon is pretty kind of the same story here. A little bit, maybe partly sunny, maybe high as 71 on Sunday, but on Monday the 16th, you're coming in with rain, high of 66. Tuesday, partly cloudy again, high of 65. But Wednesday, hopefully, it's kind of clearing out a little bit more, and you just start cracking 70 degrees then. So that should be hopefully some good news to our friends over there. Then, of course, over on the East Coast right now, we're taking a look. There's a lot of rain happening over the weekend. But let's take a look, for example, at New York City. For New York right now, again, it looks like you might have some rain happening there right now. But let's take a look at what the forecast might be. And that is, looks like, maybe on Monday, partly cloudy. Then Tuesday, maybe a little bit better. But as you head towards the end of the week in the New York area, you're going to be looking at perhaps some more rain happening there. Same thing over, for example, in the Pennsylvania area. We're checking out one of the places there in Pennsylvania. If you're in the Williamsport area, you may also start seeing a little bit of clearing on Sunday, but maybe coming off of that Sunday into Monday, but then more rain, and then maybe partly cloudy as you head through the week there. So a lot going on still weather-wise, and if you're new to the program, this is the part of the program where we have our solemn duty, our great privilege to make sure that our truckers, our travelers, people working out there all across America in the overnights, we kind of wake you you up with a great song. And this morning, again, by request, we had Eddie Rabbit and Driving My Life Away. Don't forget, folks, Pilot Flying J Travel Center, sponsor the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can earn up to 5 points per gallon when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. Real simple to do. Head on over to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com, and find out all the other great amenities that the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers have to offer as well. You won't be disappointed. You can use their locations function as well to find out more about all the great stuff that they offer, or the locations, I should say. And you can they pull up a map and so forth, and you can put in your location, and you can tell exactly where you are and how you can plan your trip accordingly. And, for example, if you won the lottery we talked about just earlier in California, where the winning ticket was sold up in Fraser Park, it's north of L.A., up in a place called Kern County, that was $1.7 billion, $774 million before taxes, I guess. I don't know what the taxes are, but, yeah, maybe it's 50% or more. I don't know. But whatever it is, if you had, I don't know, $300 or $400 million. Well, yeah, that, you know what? That buys a lot of fuel. It buys a lot of stuff. It buys a lot of things. And who knows? But again, some lucky person, of course, was able to do that. And the store actually gets $1 million just for selling the ticket. So they got that going for them. All right. Well, as we move through the program this morning, we're going to go into the next hour here in just a few minutes. We're going to, of course, you'll hear your local news. And when we come back, of course, we have so much more to tell you about what's happening out there. A lot more news, a lot more analysis, a lot more everything as we continue. So once again, glad to be with you this morning. The issue, of course, with Hamas, not the issue, but the horrible massacre attack by Hamas has sparked a lot of emotion. And one of those things we'll do on the other side is tell you about some of the other reaction, even from people like Bill Maher. You'll want to hear this. Folks, stay right there. We'll talk to you right after the top of the hour news.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.